Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Are we on air?
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, it's the Chief Rocker Busy B, and I'm your host from Coast to Coast Radio with my main man on the wheels of steel, Third Degree. It's the Chief Rocker Busy B. Smoke on, y'all. Smoke good. Peace.
The Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Bless, live and direct. You are now tuned in to the Coast and DJ Third Degree.
Yo, this Outkast.
There will be absolutely no requests.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show. Only on eWaterRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show, DJ Third Degree, KEWR-DB. We are on eWater Radio. Welcome to the show. It's another Friday. Bringing it to you live and direct from Los Angeles, California. We're really happy to have you on board with us today. We've got a great show for you. We will be highlighting the great music and great rapping storytelling. This is this group. Very, very cool, and I don't think they get the respect, I think, personally, that they deserve. First of all, because of when they came out. Second of all, because of the skills that they brought to the table. And again, this is just my opinion, so I have a right to my opinion, right? Anyway, we will be talking about North Philadelphia's own DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That's right. The boys from Philly. These guys originally got together in 1985 and put together a demo of a song they wrote called Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble. And interestingly, that particular song sampled a very well-known TV show theme, and that was I Dream of Jeannie. That was the theme song that was used. It's very noticeable. And there was an A&R guy at a label in Philadelphia who actually went on to become a world famous producer and DJ. His name is Paul Oakenfold, and Paul came across the song and gave it to an indie rap label called Word Up. So Word Up Records in 1985 got this demo, and they put out the very first album called Rock the House. But then in 1987, 2 years later, it was re-released on a national major label, Jive Records. That's also the same label that signed Boogie Down Productions once they came off their indie label and whatnot. Okay, so Will Smith and Jeffrey Towns, so Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, they met at a party. So Jeff was a up-and-coming DJ, sort of well-known in the Philly area, and he had a hype man at his parties. But one night, just timing is always everything, one night, Jeff's rocking a party, and a couple of doors down from that house was where Will Smith lived. Will came up the street, came out for the party, saw that the hype man wasn't there, and grabbed the mic, helped Jeff out at the party. They got along really, really well. So, matter of fact, they both ended up becoming friends and then obviously music partners, and these dudes were in high school, which is incredible. So, again, Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble was the first single that they released off the first album called Rock the House. The album sold only 300,000 units. However, they got to go on tour with Run DMC and Public Enemy, and it was dope. So we are going to get into this very first song right here. Let me clear my throat. Hold on. Yo, check it out. It's the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show. My name is DJ Third Degree, and I'm really, really proud to bring to you Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This is called Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble off the first album. Let's get into it. Coast to Coast, let's go.
Don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. The next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello, she said hey, you're kinda cute. I said yes, I know, but by the way sweetheart, what's your name? She said my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said my name is the Prince, and she said why? I said well, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy, but about me, yo, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things that you and I can do. I popped some cash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, hey! Started to yell, so I handed her my wallet and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. I was arrested, charged with aggravated assault. But it wasn't my fault. Well, nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. But next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Friday night, cooling, watching a Mike Tyson fight. I was maxing and relaxing, sipping on tequila. When this girl walked up, she said,
hi, my name is Sheila.
I responded by saying hello. She paid for my drink and then said,
let's go.
20 minutes later, things were starting to cook. As we pulled up into a house, I said, I'm a few toots. The music was soft and there was wine in the glasses. She started winking and making little passes at me. She grabbed me close and that's when she got bold. She started peeling up my back. I said, oh, your hands are cold. Up one thing, took the phone off the hook to avoid the annoying ring. I caressed her body and then I kissed her cheek, and that's when I observed those satin bed sheets. I felt that it was time for me to make my move. I thought I better hurry up before I busted the groove. I leaned down to kiss her, but when out of the blue, a door slammed and a voice said,
baby, where are you?
My boyfriend busted in, he grinned an evil grin and said,
boy, I'ma tear your butt limb from limb.
I was scared as hell, where was I supposed to go? I just yelled, Geronimo, jumped out the window. In a snowstorm, and all I had was my underwear on to keep me warm and to top the night off. Had to break in my place because my keys were in my pants back on Sheila's bookcase. I was done sneezing and coughing. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. The next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away.
The way they flip this is just really dope. That beat is hitting behind it, and they just rocked the sample.
Yo, man, you think they see your point? I don't know, man. I don't think they're really with it, man. I think you should give them another example. All right, this guy's just making funky right here.
I got a ring on my phone, made this last year. It was my girlfriend, Betty. I said, hello, dear. I was just about to call you. I got a couple tickets to the Run DMC concert. It's 6 o'clock now. At 8, will you be ready? All right, fine. See you then, Betty. Washed and brushed my teeth, got funky fresh dressed and Molly Cox for a thief. Got the Betty's at 8, I was ready to jet until Betty's mom said, Betty's not ready yet. I sat there for at least an hour, it was 10 after 9 before she got in the shower. 9:35, she comes downstairs and said, I need a little longer to finish my hair. At 10 o'clock we had been missed the show, she comes downstairs and says, let's go. Go where? Go to sleep, I'm gone. I was steaming like a demon as I drove home, but it just goes to show. Not trying to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. The next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme, just remember my rhyme. Pay heed to my rhyme to get the hell away.
So if you can imagine the first time you may have ever heard this song, like, right? 1985. It was real unique because hip-hop was really fresh and new, and this was a fresh new sound. They sampled that theme song from I Dream a Genie, and they rocked it. But there was more off that album. And the next single we're going to play here for you off the album is actually the title track. It's called Rock the House. A couple things sampled here. The theme from Sanford and Son. If you're not familiar, you need to go check out Sanford and Son. Great 70s TV show. The theme from Mahogany by Diana Ross is also sampled, as is Ben by Michael Jackson. This is called Rock the House.
Ladies and gentlemen, fly girls and fly guys, my name is the Fresh Prince, and I've come here to introduce someone to you. His name is the Human Lindrum, Reddy Roxy, and we came to tell everyone that when we rock the house, there is no doubt,
is no doubt,
that me and Reddy C will turn it out,
turn it out.
We're down with the DJ Jazzy Jeff,
Jazzy Jeff,
and you know that we are deaf,
that we're deaf,
and you should not settle for less than the undisputed best. That's right, we are the best.
Everywhere we go,
every time we do a
show,
everybody wants to
know
how we make them say
ho, ho.
The way we do is not a magical trick, it's a lot of deaf rhymes.
Like
somebody yell ho, say ho, ho,
ho, ho.
Now I'm the Fresh Prince, hello, how do you do? I'm just having a little fun with the rest of my crew. And just relax. You're ready to see, pretend that you're a DJ and scratch. Alright, now bust the move and get the hell out if you're trying to bust the groove. Cause we came to
party
all through the night, and we're excommunicating those that don't act. This is a
party,
so grab somebody, drink some
Bacardi,
and dance with
everybody.
The feeling's good, some people think it's great. Get on the dance floor and let your body gyrate in cadence with the beat. Just move your feet while the prince is on the rhyme.
Ready, see, just wanna be.
My beatbox rocks everywhere we go, getting utterly respected at every show. No other can
beat me,
no girl can out
freak me. Man, I'm getting tired.
Ready, see, give me a beat, please. He does a lot that others cannot do. Ready, see, it's the Prince, the toughest two-man crew. We're coming out rocking and we're taking what's ours. Ready, see, it's the man and the sucker sees flowers. Beat after beat, he gains respect. Ready, see, it's the man that's keeping others in check. I like to rock with him side by side. Me and Clay both chilling with the utmost prize. But if you're not Emma Law, to rock the spot, then get the hell out, cause we're never going to stop my beatbox. We've been rocking kind of hard ever since we begun. You're ready, see, man, play Sanford and Son.
There's the sample right there. Reddy Roxy on the meat box right there. Let's go.
Now play it underwater. I'm telling you, he could play a beat forwards and backwards too. Play it backwards. Bust it. Backwards.
Diana Ross.
Where you going to?
Going to.
Do you know that we are down by law? We want you all to know that we're free mall of all. And when we rock the house, there is no doubt that me and Reddy C will turn it out. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that Reddy
C? So dope, right? High schoolers. Could you imagine how fun that would have been? Yeah, rocking the house at the party. Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, Reddy Roxy, that was the trio. Reddy Roxy was with them from the beginning and then left and actually ended up suing the group, but ended up losing. Let's get into the next one. I like this one a lot. This is called Just Rockin'. I like the vibe on this. It samples Reading the Comics by Fiorella LaGuardia, which came out in July 1945. Alright. Some other things too.
Each and every day when I come home from school, like clockwork, I go up into my bedroom. I secure the door, there's a moment to truth. I flip on my sound system and let the bass loose. Earthquake bass makes the walls all tremble. A discotheque is what my room resembles. How loud it gets to me, it does not matter. I open up the window so the glass won't shatter. The plaster falls off my neighbor's wall. My phone rings off the hook with complaint phone calls. But I just let it ring and I don't go near it. I turn the volume up so that I can't hear it ring. My ears are rumble, my lungs vibrate. I'm in my own world, this realm is great. Every watt of this power in my command. The decibels exceed the limits human ears can stand. The lower frequencies, better known as space, synchronized with the quibble at a jazzy pace. My neighbors complain, they say they can't endure. They form a congregation outside my front door. My mother she yells, saying it's too loud. Starts banging on my door for me to turn it down. My response to my mother when she starts knocking is, come on, mom, I'm just rocking.
So this really shows off Jeff's talent scratching. Scratching changed the beat. That crash. Also rocking in the pocket. So dope. Go.
Mine rarely is heard. Seldomly is there an opportunity to observe. See what got from the rhyme, the super computer, the literary genius, from the ruler of the future. I'm the fresh prince playing all MCs. So roll the red cup, pay what you need. Pay homage just to make you get diffused my scheme. Cause I'm the fresh prince and this is my regime. So to all other rappers, you're being subdued. I don't mean to be rude, but this is my prelude. This introductory performance has just one plot. It's an example about me and my DJ Rock. We're not listening to reason, so don't try to talk. Do yourself a favor and take a walk. Or I'll amputate your mic and repossess your cord. I'll demand you salute to the prince, the power lord, my friend. I'll mangle you if we tangle. Put my thumbs in your esophagus and I'll strangle you. I'm the messiah of rhyme, the verbal gladiator. I'm like a bomb and my temper is a detonator. The crown chief of the poetry industry. Vocabulary that to others is a fantasy. Highly respected by the public at large. The prince will rock, is taking charge. I'm like the type in a battlefield, I'm invincible. You wanna battle me, man, be sensible. I'll never submit to any other MC. It'd be a duel to the death, either him or me. And as I verbalize to my DJ's cut, if we kill a whack crew or two, so what? We just rockin', 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 rockin'. We just rockin', rockin'.
If you like hip hop, I don't know how you couldn't like these guys. Just the music is dope, beats are banging, and Will Smith was dope. He's a dope MC. Many of you may just know him from his later work, like, you know, the Miami dancing stuff and you know, getting jiggy with it. But this is some hardcore stuff. Now this was actually, if I'm correct, I think this is the B-side of the very first single, again, Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble. This is called The Magnificent Jazzy Jeff. Listen to this. This is all Jeff right here. Funky Drummer is used by James Brown. We've heard it before. The Big Beat by Billy Squire. We've heard it before. Shout by Tears for Fears, sampled here as well. Again, this is called The Magnificent Jazzy Jeff, and this is pretty freaking dope. Let's go.
Some DJs are, some DJs are, some DJs are even. So here's a little something about my DJ,
The Magnificent
Jazzy Jeff. So bust his beat.
You're listening to DJ Frank Degree.
I couldn't do it alone. I need a DJ like that to back me up. So when I'm rocking on the mic, he's on the cross, they touch. Scratching and mixing, mixing and scratching. Second after second, it's the record he's catching. His hands are so fast that it's a medical riddle. With the turntable split and the mixer in the middle. Back and forth, his hands fly with the speed of a cheetah that'll puzzle your eye. Record after record, he has no mercy. Cuts left, cuts right, then he cuts vice versa. I'm not exaggerating, I said it and I meant it. I'll resent it if you say that his cuts are precedented. He's a lean, mean, wrecking machine. He gets respected like a king when he's on the scene. So bust the move, cause you know he's deaf. He's my DJ,
The Magnificent
Jazzy Jeff. Ask me every time I MC, why do I brag so much about my disc jockey? Well, the reason that I brag and I boast the most is cause my DJ is the most from coast to coast. Jazzy Jeff, Whack Destroyer, cutting up records like a samurai warrior. If your DJ don't know who I'm talking to, cause in a battle you cannot win, cause my DJ will
tear your butt limb from limb.
He's like a runaway tank, a hip hop rebel. And if you wanna battle, you best bring a shovel, my man, so you can dig your grave. Cause there's no way that you could ever be saved. Because
the DJ cut the rhythm
to create the sound.
The DJ cut the rhythm,
he's the best around.
The DJ cut the rhythm,
you know he's down. His name is Jazzy Jeff, aka Jeff Town. Commanding the cut, he's always on track. He's DJ Jazzy Jeff and he's a cut maniac. So for your personal safety, you should be told that my DJ Jazzy Jeff is
out of control.
Oh my god!
Out of control.
Oh my goodness.
Out of control.
Oh my
This is what I want you to do for me. I want you to tell all these people your name. Jazzy, tell them your name.
It's Jazzy.
Now, Jazzy, I want you to tell all these people how many of those DJs out there can get with you.
Jazzy Jeff with a cool cut crack.
just imagine, when this came out, I was, you know, just really trying to hone DJ skills, and hearing this stuff, I was like, what is, this is incredible, incredible. Yeah, DJ Jazzy Jeff, very much an inspiration as a DJ for myself. Incredible stuff off this first album. This album is banging. All right, this next one I want to play for you is, again, one of the first times that I heard, I think this may, somebody may have to correct me, but I think this came out before, like, A Tribe Called Quest. It was around the same time as also, like, Eric B. and Rakim. So what I'm getting at is this, there was a jazz element here on this next track that really, I just, oh my goodness, all right, right? So check it out. Bob James, legendary Bob James, great jazz, jazz artist. Westchester Lady is the name of a song. This is sampled here, as is T Plays It's Cool by the amazing and wonderful Marvin Gaye. Shout out to MG3. Also, Bobby Humphreys' Harlem River Drive, which is, oh my gosh, okay, wait till you'll hear it. Harlem River Drive. And there's a piano that plays, that you'll hear that in this. And then Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr., another phenomenal jazz artist. All right, so before we get into that, though, I want to just really highlight again the incredible the work that these cats put in. Matter of fact, let's see. Did we do that? No. Okay. We're not going to play that. All right. So their big hit, obviously, off the first album is called Parents Just Don't Understand, and we all know that. That actually won them a Grammy Award. A lot of the hip-hop artists out at the time weren't really happy about it, but if you really just have heard that song, you just know it's palatable to many. It was crossover to the white listeners and so forth. So, you know, you just want to make sure that, you know that it was legitimate win, even though there were artists that weren't happy about it. Nonetheless, they won a Grammy from that single. But this one right here was like my favorite off the record, other than what I've played you already. This one right here, it's called A Touch of Jazz. Let's go.
Thank you.
decent instrumental jam right here, but just grooves and just those elements. It makes me dance. I just want to groove. You know what I'm saying? All right, Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show right now, KEWR. We are talking about the great duo out of Philly, Northwest Philly, or North Philly, born and raised, right? Isn't that what he said? Obviously, Fresh Prince became real famous when actually Quincy Jones approached Will Smith with the idea of doing a TV show, and he was in, and they had Jazzy Jeff as part of it, and wow, so that became really, really big. All right, so we're going to go to the next album they put out. This was released in March of 1988. This was a double record. This was the first double album. It went triple platinum, this record. It was a double album. And we're going to play a few songs off it, some that I really dig, and we're going to go with this one right here. This is a song that samples a legendary song that you may recognize, Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers. This one is called As We Go, and As We Go Like This.
This is the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Show, only on eWaterRadio.com.
Obviously, you hear the sample from the other great legendary rhyme teller at the time, Slick Rick. Oh, Melly Mel also was a great storyteller. But I think Fresh Prince was definitely up there with the great storytellers of rap world. Let's go. I'm just going to bang this in my car. This thing sounds so dope. Listen to that. Turn it up. Coast to Coast, Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff, let's go.
I went outside at about 12:30. I saw a couple girlies and they were looking pretty good.
said, sweetheart, you might have. She said, oh yeah, it was last night at that party. I said, yeah, I tried to talk to you there, but you were acting as if you were scared. She said, I'm not scared now. I said, bet, well let's go then. She said, but hold up, what about my friend? I said, I got a friend. So the three of us left, went back to my crib and gave a call to Jeff. 5 minutes later, Jeff walked in and I thought to myself, yeah, now the fun begins. But the girls started bugging and they said, now we want dinner in the best restaurant in town. We want caviar and lobster tails, both by candlelight and Don Perignon. I said, yeah, right. That must be crazy. And Jeff said, you know, I really think it's time for these ladies to go. We walked them to the door and told them they were dismissed. And it went a little
something like this.
But that was okay, that was alright, cause we still had fun that night. You know it. The moral of the story is plain and visible. We always watch out for those kind of women. But the past is the past and the present is the present. And we feel that everyone should be sitting down.
So you all don't miss. And we go a little something like this.
Hit it. Say what? Let's keep it moving. I got another banger for you off the same album. Double album. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper. And this next one. Oh my goodness. Let's go. This is ill right here. And I'm telling you, Will goes off on this song. This is one of the dopest beats. Let's go. Coast to coast. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince.
It's new. It's out of the ordinary. It's rather extraordinary. So your bus is commentary. A literary genius and a superior big creator. Big creator. The big creator. The big creator. The big creator.
Get down. You're listening to DJ 33. Hip-hop mix show.
It's rather extraordinary, so your bus is commentary. A literary genius and a superior big creator have come together, and we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors. It's empty. You want to dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with the brand new funk.
Get down.
Brand new funk.
The way that it happened, one day I was rapping and on the beat Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden he brought in a cut and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it. He just smiled, said,
yeah, that's ain't it.
It was funky, it made me wanna
get down.
And we knew almost at once it was a
brand new funk.
So we continued to listen to it and we knew it was deaf when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff and without hesitation popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyze it, rewound the tape over and over and memorize it. That Friday we went to the club and out and out cold tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling. While over the microphone I was flowing, fresh rhymes I was showing. The people say yo, keep going, so I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new.
Beat.
stars, but believe me, it was complicated. But we have done it, so now we can breathe a long-awaited sigh of relief. This isn't a publicity stunt. It's the raw, untouched, pure, hard,
brand new funk.
Rock the beat.
Rocking. Bouncy Lady by Pleasure is a song that was sampled here. Funky President by James Brown is sampled here. I Can't Live Without My Radio. LL Cool J. Rock the Beat with Your Hands. Yeah. Also, Donald Byrd's Falling Like Dominoes is also sampled here. All right, one more off this particular album, and this next one I'm going to play for you samples. Again, the legendary Funky Drummer by James Brown. And this one is just dope. Listen to this. This is called Pump Up the Bass.
In the place to be, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and yours truly, the Fresh Prince. Hey, Jeff, do me a favor. Give him just a little touch of the bass. Not a lot, just a little touch, Jeff.
Word.
Hey, Jeff, do me a favor, man. Jazz it up. Man, now break it down and let me go for mine. When we first started out, Jeff used to come to my house. Just as soon as school let out, he used to come to my crib. And you know what we did? We bugged out like two little kids.
Word.
Jeff over wheels and me over MIC. A better combination there can never be. So let's go back for old time's sake. Yo, Jeff!
What?
Pull up the bank.
Keep in mind that Will and Jeff had lots of success with
the TV show,
along with this stuff right here, along with the success of these records. Hot stuff, hip hop. Let's go.
Thank you.
bass line is really, really funky right there.
Yo, Jeff, one more scratch, man.
Let's go. Jeff was so skilled. All right, so these guys were pumping out music left and right. So 88 came out, right? He's the DJ, I'm the rapper. The next year, they released their next record, and it was called And In This Corner. The album reached gold. However, they were starting to lose sort of... there was just a lot of music out at the time. Guys like Big Daddy Kane, of course, Boogie Down Productions and Tribe and so on and so forth. De La, a lot of groups came out, were out in 1989. If you can look and take a look and see. And then even on the pop side of the hip-hop world, artists like Tone Loc and Young MC were coming into play. And so obviously Jeff and Will started pulling away from the music. They did put out this album. There was a single that's actually really funny. So check this out. So the first single that came out was called I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson. Okay, so as you know, some of their songs, Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble, Parents Just Don't Understand, these were funny songs. He told stories about his, you know, messing with mom and mom messing with him, all that kind of stuff, right? Like mom's picking on me and all this kind of stuff. So this song was about Will saying he could beat up Mike Tyson. This is 1989. Mike was at his just start of his just massive success, right? And Jeff is supposedly in the song training Prince to fight Mike Tyson. And then after Prince loses, Jeff then claims that he might be able to do it himself. So Jeff thinks he can now beat up Mike Tyson. Now, again, because they were doing the TV show, both James Avery, who was the dad in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and also Alfonso Ribeiro, as you know, he's on the show too, and they are in this song. They show up as Don King and a member of the Fighting Crew's posse, and this is just a really quirky song, and these guys were quirky. So this is called I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson. Let's go.
Out the Coast Show with DJ Third Degree. Let's go.
Leroy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that boy Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, he the boy that played football for Montreal, ain't he?
No, you old coop, he a boxer, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, I went to his fight a couple months ago. I seen him hit that boy. And he hit that boy so hard, his head flew off into the 18th row.
One night about 8, and we were watching a couple of Mike Tyson fight tapes. Jeff was like,
man, you see how hard Mike's punching?
Come on, Jeff, the other guy was just lunging. Left, right, another KO. Ooh. If that was me, I'd have been okay, though. The very next day, I gave Russell a ring with J. Allen, Lior, and we all called Don King.
I said, yeah, Don, I got a problem.
Tell him, Prince.
Yeah, what's up? What you saying? You trying to solve him? Forget the small talk. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Me and Mike, 2 months, Trump, Atlantic City.
Yo, you got it. You gonna bust dude up.
Yeah, you can be my trainer.
Word up?
I'm rough like a freight train, smooth like ice, and yo, Jeff, wait up. I think I can beat Mike Tyson. I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
Okay, that's really funny, right? So again, you gotta put yourself in the video's funny. You gotta watch the video. Video's funny. All right, so we're gonna move on to the next album because we're running out of time. There was all this music that we were playing. So the next song we're gonna play is off the same album that came out, their third record, in This Corner. This next one's really dope. Again, back to the jazz vibe. This is called Jazzy's Groove, samples the Mohawks song The Champ, more funky drummer, more Melvin Bliss's synthetic substitution, Nautilus by Bob James, Mikey Dread's Saturday Night Style, Eric B. is President by Eric B. and Rakim, and Bring the Noise by P.E. Public Enemy are also sampled in this right here. But you also recognize that right there because that's the intro to the song.
This is how it goes.
Right?
Give me your attention, stop what you're doing.
Let's
and
go.
Listen up.
Jazzy's Groove.
Because my partner in rhyme is about to tear it up. Jeff, if someone said that your beats don't excite and that your cuts were whack, what would you say?
Yeah, right.
Jeff's about to give an incredible display and unequivocally prove that he's the best DJ. His name is Jazzy Jeff and he's preparing to shake and make a move with a long and strong theme song called The Groove.
That vibe right there, that Nautilus All of these samples are just so dope for hip hop. Let's go.
A lot of DJs, they just show pieces of statues. My DJ's whipping, exciting, and coming at you. To other DJs, Jeff is just too much. He doesn't use a line, which is a transform crutch. Never missing beats, always on time with the rhyme. You know the scratches are fine when intertwined with the baseline. Live in time, sir, Jeff is never memorized. You don't believe he's deaf? Check the flex. When they hear Jeff's name, Jeff is number one, even though he just begun, ruling hip-hop as if he wasn't still as a hun. We make records and all into the kaleidoscope. We work hard so people can't deny that it's dope. The music makes you shake, so makes you move. This beat is dope and it's called The Groove.
I think I like it because it really moves quick, right? Moving.
We worked for most days and hours and seconds, but we just couldn't seem to finish this record. So we wished for help, and it came no sooner than we did. There he was, Grover Washington Jr. He fixed the mix and switched up the pitch and looked at his horn and his hands started itching. His lips got locked, his horn got hot, and it was smooth. Let's get busy, Bob.
Funky bass line. Dope horn right here. That keys. Just makes you go off. Let's go.
So you can all see how that begins.
They came out with their final album together. It was called Home Base, but it actually earned them their second Grammy for the single that we all know and love, that we love to play at our barbecues in the summertime. Obviously, the two went on to have amazing, amazing careers. Jeff continuing in music, Will becoming an amazing actor. I mean, kudos to him. Just an amazing actor. And Jeff, just an amazing producer and DJ, traveling the world. If you are, you know, you just have to just give them their props. To me, they're one of the best that's ever done it as a duo. I think they rank up there with some of the best. All right, we're going to leave you with this one. I appreciate you. Next week, we'll be back with another new artist showcase, you know, highlighted, and we'll give you another, we'll give you a fire pick next week as well. KEWR, eWater Radio. Tune into all of our shows here, and, We bid you adieu. Have a great one. Peace and love to you. This is Summertime. See you next time.
What up, what up? This is R-Dash, a.k.a. Shammy D. And you are checking out my man, DJ Third Degree, on the Coast to Coast Hip Hop Mix Show. Don't sleep, because you know he's always playing those banging joints.
Here it is, the groove. slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, apply from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Hip-hop.